News Talk 580 WTCM. It is Wednesday, August the 1st here as we turn the calendar. And just one step closer for some of us to those planned vacations. For others, maybe you're just one step closer to making those plans for the vacations. But here every Wednesday on the Crystal Frost Show, we introduce and bring in our longtime travel companion, Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority, an L-Tour company. Hello, Bonnie.
Well, good morning, Crystal. And some of us in this room, and I guess there's only two of us in this room, is going to be going away in 38 days, roughly. And we're going to have a really interesting interview today. And we'll tell our listeners about that in a few seconds.
Yes.
Let me introduce our guest today. Okay. Today we have Carmen Roy. She's the Senior Vice President of Marketing and Sales for probably the most intimate company in the world, the world of Crystal, okay, and commonality with their names there with you. But we're going to gain insight in the world's most awarded luxury cruise line. So let's bring on Carmen, because Carmen can tell us everything about the world of Crystal, and it is a large world. So good morning.
Good morning, Carmen.
Well, good morning. How are you both doing this morning? Crystal, I love your name, and Bonnie, you are the Travel Authority, my friend.
Yes, she is. And yeah, Crystal Cruises with Crystal Frost. How about that? Bonnie has introduced Crystal as one of the most intimate, one of the most luxurious and celebrated cruise lines in all the land, which that's a lot of
That's a lot of responsibility,
to live up to
for sure.
Well, lots of accolades, but we are the world's most awarded luxury brand. But you know, luxury means different things to different people. Mm-hmm. So let me just be humble about that, because we never take for granted, that our guests love this brand experience. Because she mentions intimate, and Bonnie, you're right, but it's more than that. It's a family.
Yes.
And so we call it the world of Crystal because we just celebrated our 28th birthday, so to speak. And when we started 28 years ago, I mean, the brand has 28 years of brand equity, ethos, and hallmarks. But at the end of the day, it is like literally we're a startup brand, because we're no longer just an ocean cruise line. We're now an ocean cruise line, a river cruise line. We have yachts. We have expedition. We can even provide you charter air. So by air, by land, by sea, and by sky, we're a one-stop, one-trusted brand across many brand experiences.
Wow.
So pretty exciting portfolio, hence the world of Crystal.
Well, Carmen, you haven't stopped. I mean, in 28 years, think about this growth and everything that is all makes up the Crystal family. And it is amazing. And you start, and the repeat clients, the everything that goes on. But there is such a difference. So let's talk about the Crystal difference.
So the Crystal difference, it's really a unique selling proposition. And it is, many companies have new hardware. Bonnie will tell you that, because she sees it every day. But it's not about the hardware at Crystal. It's about the software. And our magic, quite frankly, is what other cruise companies call crew. We call it our onboard family. And simply, we do what's called six-star basic training. And it's only exclusive to Crystal. And the mantra is simple. We hire for attitude, but train for skill. Anybody can have a skill. But if you don't have that crystal clear six-star attitude, you cannot be part of the Crystal family. And we really do take that very seriously. And that is what resonates with our guests. When they come back, they're coming home.
Wait.
And it is a community.
Wait a second. Did I hear six stars? Is that possible?
Yes.
Well, HRO, yes, it is. Because is it possible? You know why it's possible? It's possible because it's genuine service.
Yeah.
And you can't rate that. You can't put star ratings on people who want to be part of this family, who've got literally many of our onboard team have been with us the whole 28 years. We have multi-generational families, literally parents, grandparents, you name it, because they absolutely love working for the brand. So it's really heartfelt. And that is the Crystal difference. It is the people. People make the difference.
It's the people. And when we go on a Crystal cruise, or various sundries of the companies that are all related to Crystal, we have clients who come back to us, mutual clients who just keep saying, "This, I got to go again.
Yeah.
I got to go again." And I'm going to introduce this right now to you, Carmen, because I think you would have some fun with this one.
Can't wait.
Well, our little Crystal Frost is going to have the opportunity to see that six-star service attitude because she's going in 38 days on a crystal cruise.
Not that I'm counting, but I am going on the secular and sacred cruise in 38 days, September 9th through September 23rd.
Absolutely beautiful voyage. And I've got to tell you, Crystal, and I love your name. You're going to be the star of the show for us. Day in, day out. You'll see that because all of our onboard team, when they see your name, that's it. They're going to roll up the red carpet. But by the way, they do that for all our guests. So I can't wait till you experience this firsthand because it really is a unique. I can't quite describe it because if I bottled it, I think all of us would be retired or, like to say, graduated from work and be traveling. We do have guests that live on board the ship. And we all also have guests that literally one particular matriarch of the family who has included a crystal cruise vacation as part of the family reunion every year in her will. So you could just imagine how passionate they are about what that experience is. Because, you know, again, you can have a new ship every year. You can have great new tonnage, brand new, glittery. For us, it's not about thread count. It's about what count, and what count is creating memories of a lifetime for our guests. And that can only be achieved through genuine service, attention to detail, and being part of a family. And that is literally at the foundation of our success.
One of the
things, can't wait to your experience.
Yeah, I can't wait. I've been doing so much research on this. And one of the things that I was so surprised at with Crystal Cruises is that in the Crystal Serenity, this is the ship that I will be boarding on September 9th in Rome. I am so just astounded that you have almost one crew member for every 1.5 guests that are there. It's amazing to me.
That is correct.
The amount of staff and attention that you put on each and every single person who is aboard that ship to provide that service.
And actually, Crystal, sitting in the studio, Crystal, it's the highest staff ratio in the industry. And that's why the guests are welcome to their home upon the sea. And that's how it's referred to. So you get that immediate sense of belonging to the Crystal family. And that's,
Guest to staff ratio, but also, Bonnie, it's also just the actual space ratio because the ships, if you look at the luxury category in cruising, we have the largest ships, but guess what? We have more space. So even though we are large ship feel, we have less occupancy. So ships our size sometimes have 2,500, 3,000 guests, and ours is less than 1,000. And that is what gives us the opportunity to have that space and give you that big feel kind of ship feel, but with luxury and very private, intimate enclaves. And really, that is going to be a big differentiator that you'll notice immediately when you step on board.
I did have a question about, we're talking a lot about the ship and the Crystal difference in that it is so, you're so focused on the experience, the immersive experience aboard the ship. But it really is about the excursions as well. And one thing that I'm just so excited about is, getting off the ship and taking part in some of these excursions, which are so unique. Can you talk about how you design excursions around this experience?
Absolutely. We have pillars that have been very much part of our DNA and essence at Crystal. Space, quality, choices, obviously, and service, and destinations is one of those pillars. So at the end of the day, we know people travel. The number one reason people travel is to see and feel culture, right? And really immerse themselves in destinations and cultures. So we take that cultural immersion, destination immersion principle very seriously. So when we curate our land programs train, looks at the destinations in the world via deployment, they look at the destinations and they look at categories of shore excursions that would actually allow you to really be part of the destination fully. Now, we also take into account that luxury, by the way, it's not one size fits all, but one size fits one. So at the end of the day, one size fits one requires that we look at the destination through the prism and eyesight of our guests. So some folks like active adventure,
yeah.
Other like culture, museums. Some just want to do what's called design your own time, which is literally customized. So if you just want a private car and driver, we can make that happen for you as well.
I have to say, I signed up for my excursions yesterday for my trip that's coming up in 38 days. And I did want to say that I just reserved Sights of Naples and Pizza Making Lessons. And when you have the opportunity to learn how to make a pizza in Naples, you take that opportunity. This is the kind of thing that Crystal allows you to do, is really explore. And when you talk about immersive excursions, it doesn't get much more immersive than that, other than the donkey ride that I'll be taking It's amazing.
I forgot the best category, which is culinary.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. That excursion category, which is wine and food. Let me tell you, what unites us as people globally is that culinary, you know, passion for food. So when to have pizza making in Napoli, oi, that's Italian. My friend, you are doing the very best of the best. Those are experiences that I got to tell you, you're going to be, it really opens our life to culture.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about bucket list idea. Phenomenal. And that donkey ride, I've done it. Very unique. You better be on social media, Crystal.
Oh, Carmen.
You don't have to worry about that, my dear.
Really, Carmen, I really want to tell you this. And we will be seeing all sorts of social media. We will be seeing all sorts of video, because it's a family that is in the media business, in
yes.
a sense. And they are so excited, and we may even try to figure out how to get her live on the air over here. So that's where we're thinking from her extraordinary
yes.
experience.
We have a couple of people calling wanting to know each destination for my trip, which we will go through from where we're going from Rome. It is a round trip, trip that is going from Rome back to Rome. But I want to mention, Carmen, you said the word bucket list.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everyone has a bucket list. It's not a negative connotation. These are these goals that we make for ourselves to enrich our lives. And I've been saying for the majority of my life that I'm going to travel, and I haven't done it. And so it became an option for me to do that. And I said, it's time to start actually doing the things that I say I want to do. And Carmen, I'm sure you get that all the time from people saying, oh, I've always wanted to do that. And you can make it happen with a little bit of planning and a little bit of, really, you just have to plan it out. And that's one thing about Crystal. And with the help of the Altour Company and the Travel Authority, they will help you do that.
Absolutely. So you mentioned bucket list, and that's not
yes.
a negative connotation.
No.
It's a very positive connotation. Matter of fact, I have a mantra that says carpe diem, right? In Latin, that means seize the day, only
yeah.
I spell it S-E-A-S, because life is short and you need to see the world and make sure you live each day to the fullest. So we all work hard, but we need to play hard. And one of the ironies is that here in the U.S., many people don't take advantage of all of their vacation time.
Mm-hmm.
We've earned it. Deserve it. Use all of your time. It is a positive thing. And you know what? Expand your life and live it. And by travel, you are truly checking off all those bucket list items.
Yes.
And it is a passion. And we're global citizens, right? We owe it to ourselves.
Oh, yes. It is one of those things. You start to make the plans. I've been planning this for years, literally. And
we have
it's
had
happening.
Fun with all of the planning. It's been exciting. And just to, you know, Carmen, you have to sit across from Crystal week after week, and especially today, she is beaming.
Yes.
She is so excited. And, you know, when she came into our office, it was like this extravaganza, getting the flights, getting everything set, and it became reality.
Mm-hmm.
So we talk about the fact that planning is so much fun, and then the anticipation of going, because you have something that you're looking forward to that you can't just get out of your mind. You're so excited. And that's what that's our feeling of passion.
It is. And Bonnie, I've got to give it a shout out to you and credit, because Crystal, what Bonnie does, and people don't realize, as a travel professional and the travel authority, she really fulfills vacation dreams.
Mm-hmm.
I don't take that lightly. You go to a doctor for a prescription. Guess what? You go to Bonnie for a prescription on life.
Yeah.
And it's about savoring it to the. You wouldn't go on this vacation if you don't go to her and tell her it's time.
Yeah.
So I am so glad you're going to have this experience. And Bonnie, on behalf of all the travelers in the world, may I thank you for being an expert and a specialist and making sure people really live that dream.
Oh.
Only travel can fulfill. Aren't we blessed?
Yes.
We are blessed.
Business. Mm-hmm. We're in the happiness business.
We are in a happiness business. We are an interesting business, but it's looking at people who just come back and especially can't wait to mm-hmm. share those moments. And we're going to get that firsthand from Crystal all the way through the adventure.
It's going to happen.
I'm very excited.
You know, and I want to mention as well that another thing that Crystal does is, yes, you're making personal dreams, personal goals come true. You're uniting families and building those memories that you can't unwrap these memories. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't. It's not something that you get to put on a shelf. These are going to live in your mind, and these experiences are just they're so important. But you also have a growing number of the population that want to give back while they're getting their dreams are coming true with their vacations, and you call this volunteerism.
Yes.
Crystal is about the volunteerism as well, which is something that really spoke to me personally mm-hmm. too.
So let me just tell you about volunteerism, because, you know, a lot of people tout that now, and it's wonderful, and you want to give back. We've been doing this since our inception, so it's not new to us. It's You Care, We Care volunteerism, and it's actually the founder of that for the Crystal brand is John Stoll, our VP of Shore Excursions, Land Programs, and he believes that we have a commitment and it is up to us to give back to the communities in the world. I'll just share with you the volunteerism program that I had, which was on the Serenity last December with my own personal vacation with my family. It was a 2-week Caribbean voyage on Serenity, and we were in San Juan. And, you know, the hurricane had just come through, and this was the day after Christmas. And all volunteerism program took us to a hospital with very sick children, where we brought all of the entertainment from on board, you know, and the enrichment series to them, and brought them gifts and help in that uh-huh. hospital environment. Our guests love this. These are the tours that, by the way, they're at no cost. It's just your personal volunteered time to give back to the communities where we travel in the world. And we have it is a responsibility, and we take it seriously, and our guests take it seriously. Mm-hmm. Many times we have to open up more programs and expand it, because they literally get booked fully. So it's very, it is a heartwarming. I mean, we're so blessed, and this is a small way for Crystal to have our guests feel. You know, our affluent guests, they've traveled the world over, but the best feeling they get is when they participate in our volunteerism program and come back with those experiences. They can't be replicated. Nothing in the world gives you that feeling like giving back and knowing you've made a difference in someone's life, whether it's in an orphanage, a hospital with sick children, whether you're going in Africa to, you know, an elephant sanctuary. We have so many different programs in all of these destinations. So I look forward to your feedback on your volunteerism experience on board.
That is a big part of what I want to do as well. And it's a really big part of what, you know, when you're starting to make these plans and you know what you want to do and you're going to fulfill all those bucket list things mm-hmm. that you wanted to do. It's always about giving back at the end, because we are blessed, we are fortunate to be able to travel, to be able to do these things. And that's one thing I love, and one of the hundreds of things I love about Crystal already is that is a part of your regular, everyday business culture and your travel culture, which is fantastic.
Well, thank you so much, Crystal. And you'll also notice when you go on board, because you know, life is about evolving, right? You know, it's not just about being the best today. It's how do we continue to shift the paradigm? So one of our next initiatives, and you'll see it on board because there's limited plastic on board, and we're looking at how do we become a company that's completely eco-friendly on board. So we're actually doing an audit now of any plastic materials on board. So even when you look at the straws, you see it everywhere. So we're going to go to a better footprint. And so that is all part of this evolution of the responsibility that we have to the world that we, you know, visit through our ships, right? And by the way, via ocean, via river, via yacht, even in the air portion mm-hmm. of our business, it is extremely important to make sure that we are very, very sensitive to the different cultures and the different needs of our planet and what our footprint is. So we take that responsibility very seriously. So you'll be able to see that on board. We also give back to the different cultures on board, because we have a, listen, we represent 45 countries. It is like a mini United Nations on board with these onboard teams and colleagues that work at sea. And so literally when we're in the Philippines, we bring our Filipino crew family on board the ship, and we celebrate them and their culture and thank them for what their, you know, family members do to be part of the Crystal family and exceed our guests, you know, expectations. You know, it's hard to be at sea and away from your family. Mm-hmm. So whenever we get an opportunity to bring their family on board, we recognize it and we celebrate them. The other mantra that you'll hear is happy crew, happy guest. Mm-hmm. If our crew on board, that onboard family isn't happy and their families aren't happy, our guests won't be happy.
Right.
So you either serve a Crystal guest or you serve somebody who serves a Crystal guest. But at the end of the day, that is our biggest responsibility to our guests and to our crew and to the places we visit throughout the world. So you're going to see that firsthand.
Well, Carmen, I mean, I would love this to go on for another half hour and so with Crystal. But we want to thank you for sure for joining us today. And I will tell you that the experience, and you have a new family member coming on board,
yes,
which she's already become family, believe me, to really enjoy this. We're looking forward to her adventure, and we look forward every day,
right,
to the opportunity to make sure that we have clients that have the Crystal experience. Carmen, thank you so much for joining us from Crystal Cruises.
Thank
and
you.
We'll keep
thank
you. We'll keep you informed on how our little Crystal's doing.
Oh yes.
Okay. And Crystal, bon voyage and arrivederci.
Arrivederci. Right. Thank you so much, Carmen Roig. Lynn from Bel Air wanted to know each of the destinations for my dream vacation here, and we start out in Rome. And we go into Naples and Sicily, and then we do Ashdod, Haifa, and these are in Israel, several days in Israel. We're going to Limassol, Cyprus, Paphos, Cyprus, over to Malta, and then back to Rome. So if you want to find out more about that, be sure you like me on our social media pages, The Crystal Frost Show, Instagram, Facebook, and of course I'll be doing several videos as well, especially videos on that while I'm riding that donkey.
We have to have that. It's a must do.
And making mm-hmm. the pizzas. It's going to be great. Thank you so much, Bonnie Pintozzi. As always, the Travel Authority is the place you go to get to where you really want to be.
Whether it's our pleasure.
You're planning it for this, you know, in the next couple of months or in the next couple of years, it's time to start talking to Bonnie Pintozzi and the rest of the gang at the Travel Authority. Thank you so much, Bonnie.
Thanks, Crystal. Gonna see the light.